How's it going, everybody? Rob DeMello here from KHON2, and you are listening to Sleep Time's Over with DJ Zach Morris, Cav the Catalyst. Don't go to sleep.
Listen to this, just listen to this, just listen to this, just listen to this.
Fortnite of July, bro.
AKA For You Lie.
I like that one. That's good.
For You Lie is for the Hoins.
Oh, yes. The princess.
Yeah. It's quite cool.
That's right. This show is dedicated to the princess.
A lesbian princess.
Forget. Oh, how waste time.
Was she ever married? No, yeah. Oh, that's
well,
right.
Well, she's married now.
She's married now.
To her lovely wife.
Lovely wife, yeah.
Taking all the money.
Take all the money.
All the money.
I'm just curious. I still have to research like the genealogy and see like did she get all the money because she owns all the artifacts, like Indiana Jones or something?
She got some documents saying that she is something to somebody. That's bottom line.
Well, more than meets the eye, huh?
That's right.
I get friends at 98% Hawaiian. Buggers is broke.
Go figure, huh?
Buggers look like the brown as ever, working hard at the color patch. And you get auntie over here?
Yeah, nothing. Yeah.
Look like she's straight from Wisconsin.
She doesn't look Hawaiian at all.
See, that's the thing is,
I don't know.
I never heard, I mean, dude.
What a way to start this show, huh?
Well,
on 4th of July.
4th of July, bro.
Let's get that going before you go off on the princess.
I'm not gonna. I don't know. My bad. I didn't do my due diligence.
I hardly even
knew about her growing up. And I went to Kamehameha. They never taught about any alive. Alive royalty.
So there you go. See,
right?
you don't even know, and you went to Kamehameha.
Yeah, I figure, you know, maybe Kamehameha doesn't even recognize her. I don't know. I don't know, Hawaiians. Let me know, bro.
It's all jam up. How long Oha got? What's the countdown on Oha?
I have no idea.
Got a year left before they blow it up?
I don't know. I think I borrowed some money for those guys.
We gotta get Melanie Trask on.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be something? Bruh. She'll kick my behind out.
Well, nah, I think she'll be good.
Well,
I think they're not gonna be like, yeah.
Well, it's only fitting that we start off today's show.
Yeah, yeah.
On the 4th of July.
Yeah, talking about Hawaiians.
Talking about the Hawaiians and the princess.
And how,
good Lord.
How ill we are with the information on that stuff.
Yeah,
anyway,
that was very misinformed.
Fortnite
of July.
Yeah.
A game that you play, I know, hourly.
Yeah, I play it all the time.
Right.
Bro. I play it on my Atari 2600. I play it on my ColecoVision.
So do you know nothing about Fortnite?
I know nothing about Fortnite.
Okay.
Why? Because I have a life.
Wow, there you go.
I'm not saying that you out there don't have one. I'm just saying my life does not include Fortnite.
You are a father of two children. You have a lovely wife.
And if I have to choose my recreation,
yeah,
I'd rather make a beat.
That is correct, yes.
I'd rather scratch them up.
I'd
rather dig for the records, look for the breaks.
If there is a hobby, I can safely say you have.
Bruh.
It is
make
you making beats.
Make the beats. I mean, I wish I could rhyme, but you know.
Well, you know, you dropped some rhymes, you know, back in the day,
lyrics,
you know.
Spit some bars.
Back in the old town.
Yeah, old days. Back in the old days.
You're always making beats if you follow what the kids call the IG story.
Right.
You're always on there,
yeah.
Showing the beat machine.
Doing the beat, Bob, making the beats, all samples, yelling, haha.
Exactly. So that's your hobby, not Fortnite. Well, Fortnite is this online game, and of course, it's free.
Right.
That's why it's taking over the world.
Yeah.
It's kind of kiddie-ish.
Okay.
It's not like a Call of Duty. It's like a kiddie characters, like anime little guys. Like,
oh, is that why people like it?
Look like they're catching Pokemon. Yeah, those kind of guys.
Just play Pokemon then. At least you can get fit.
That is true.
Fit night.
That is true. Fitbit,
Fortnite. Okay, so what's the concept of Fortnite?
So it's a battle royale style where you can play up to 50 guys, 100 guys, I think, and then you all just drop into this island. You come on a plane.
Okay, sounds
they
fun.
Airdrop you in. So you go and you glide down.
Okay.
And then make sure you land safely. Okay. And then you can choose where you land in the island.
Okay.
So you want to strategically land in some place where you can... You don't have a weapon, so
you
gotta
grab
a weapon.
You make your own
island? No. Okay. The island's made by the Fortnite people.
And then you tell your friend, hey, we're going to go to this island and scrap.
Not really. Oh. But you're going to go on this... So the island's ready.
Okay.
And you can play with your friends.
Okay, okay.
But if you don't have friends, it's all right.
Yeah, that's okay. That's what video games are for.
Correct.
For people that
don't have friends, live in the parents' basement, no job. That's why it's a free game. So you go and you land in an area of this island, and then you gotta hide because everybody's trying to shoot everybody.
Oh, okay,
it's
okay.
Every man for himself.
Oh, okay.
So you gotta go down, you break the house down, find the gun. You need a gun.
Get a gun, get it.
Get the gun, and then guys are just coming at you.
Tons
and
of
you
guns.
Shoot them up. Okay, right. Shoot them up. It doesn't last very long because when you start playing it, you're not gonna know what to do.
And then,
so you land, you get shot, you're done.
Oh.
And then you gotta reset the game. So it's a lot of trial and error.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
But it takes up time.
So can you buy stuff? Like, you know?
I believe so.
Buy, like, guns or buy lives or buy grenades, buy food?
I believe so. I don't know if you, like, eat, but I believe so. They did this thing when Infinity War came out where you could be... you could hold the Infinity Glove.
Oh, that's dope.
So the glove is somewhere. Laid out somewhere.
Right.
And if you find it, you put on Thanos' glove... Take out suckers.
Wow.
Breaking suckers' backs.
See, that sounds fun, bro.
So there's stuff like
that. There you
go. Right? But it's taken over the world.
Wow, yeah.
And everybody's playing this game, bro.
Well, you know, I figure if people have a choice in their leisure time.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with video games.
I play video games. I was telling
that's
you before.
Great.
Right.
Well,
before we started today, I just got the Nintendo Mini.
Hey. Yeah. It
came back in stock, this thing.
Oh, that's good.
And then I attempted to do... I've never done before with computers. I became a hacker.
Oh, yeah.
I hacked the Nintendo Mini.
Wow, what you put
why
on
that? Why did I just
there,
say that on the air right now?
Oh, you brought it. Call me FCC, LCC, HCC,
yep.
WCC.
I got to hide at KCC.
Glow. They're all coming for you now.
You know, I just wanted to...
Hackers.
I just want to play games, okay? In this world where we shouldn't be playing games, I want to play games. And I got the Nintendo Mini. 700 games I downloaded on this thing. I use this app. I'm not gonna reveal. I'm not revealing anything already. That's it.
Would you like to play a game?
Got it, Broderick.
Sold out.
Right, Best Buy. It was re-released last week. I looked at the IGN. That's what the nerds call the news.
Right.
I go on there. They said they're re-releasing the Nintendo Classic, the Super Nintendo Classic, which I think you see it there.
Yeah,
it might still be in stock.
Yep.
I just took a gamble. It was at night. Clicked on it. $60. In the mail. Nintendo Classic.
So, I mean, I had both of these systems.
Yes.
The Classic and the Super.
Yeah.
So, how come the Super is still available? Nobody likes that one?
I don't know why either. I think they just made more of them. I would think more people would buy the Super Nintendo.
That's what I thought.
Right.
Sold out.
Yeah, sold out. So, in order... Because the Nintendo Classic only has 30 games, obviously, right? So, a lot of people were bummed out, like, certain game not on there, you know?
Right.
So, there is a way online.
Bruh.
Put all the games on there.
Go over there. Fred Savage them, bruh.
That's right, bruh. The Wiz.
Just go over there.
The Wizard. Right? So I attempted doing hacking. So, how do you learn?
How did it feel, bruh?
It felt weird. Like, I felt like I was going to blow it. I was going to just blow the thing up. So you go on YouTube.
Yeah.
YouTube's got everything. I found the way to do it. A step-by-step instruction. I play. Then I rewind. Play again. Play again. I'm like, did I hear that right? And finally, after a few hours...
You too taught you how to be a hacker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what does that say about America? Getting back to America.
This is America.
This is America. I became a hacker overnight.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's legit.
Isn't it fun though?
Yeah.
Because I mean, the way I learned how to like do websites and coding and all that kind
of
is I did YouTube, Google,
right.
And blogs and like and message boards and stuff.
Right.
And I mean, it's not hacking.
No.
You know what I mean? And I've never illegally downloaded any movies or music.
Well,
you know,
really,
I've known people.
Well,
and I've learned through there. Remember LimeWire?
Yes, I remember LimeWire.
Were you a Napster guy?
I was LimeWire.
Okay, yeah, I was a Napster either. Mm. Yeah. I mean, I don't have my friend had LimeWire.
Right.
I use that.
You know? Use that. There's the BitTorrents.
Yeah.
Out there, the BitTorrents.
Yeah,
nerds.
I learned about that. I read about it. That's it.
There you go. And then the zip file, WinRAR.
Unzip.
Zip them up. Pull the pants down.
I want smoke.
Yeah. Zip drive, smoke them.
Anyway, so now you got like 700 games.
Right. So
are you going to go try to play every one of the games?
I will attempt to.
That'd be awesome.
I will attempt to. This just happened this morning.
There goes your life, bro. There you go.
So much for my job.
Call up your parents and open up that basement. I'm coming back.
Coming in.
Bust out the D&D, the DBZ cards like Spell One. You know, shout out to Spell One. He won. He's winning.
He's winning?
He wins Dragon Ball Z card games.
He's in Vegas now.
No. Oh, he came back from Vegas.
Okay. But he wins these games.
I don't know. I see. I'm so oblivious to that.
What is that about?
To Dragon Ball.
That's like Magic the Gathering.
We're too old to play Pokemon.
Forget it.
If we were playing Pokemon when they came out,
yeah,
I don't know what to say.
No, but I don't think we were playing Pokemon.
Not us, not me.
Well, it's because we're men. But then, because we're real men. We're not going to be playing no Pokemon, bro.
We're grown men playing Pokemon.
Let me tell you something right now. Okay, let me say this. All you guys want to go walk around, play your Pokemon. If you want to go play Pokemon, go. If you're a girl, you're all right.
Okay.
You're okay, all right. You're not dead to me.
It's cute.
It's cute.
He's so cute.
I just think guys should reduce their doing cute things, okay? Charmander, Chizard, Jizzid.
Oh, Jizzard.
Yeah, Jizzard. Jizzoner.
Metharar.
Whatever. Forget it.
Shafar.
You would not be playing Pokemon, no.
Well, I played Pokemon when it first came out with my kids.
With your kids, yeah, exactly.
You know, it was fun, man. Playing with them was fun. Give them the phone. Okay, where the Pokemon? Hey,
But that's with your kids.
But the crazy part is, bro, some of my OG high school friends are deep. They play Pokemon like religiously.
See,
40-year-old man.
See, okay, what?
This is my boys. Like, these are ride or die for me. But like, when they talk about that, I'm like, oh, man, yeah, I love you guys, but I can't do it.
What is
find
the appeal?
Find me a record shop, a football game, basketball game, UH baseball game. I even go to a UH volleyball game before I play Pokemon. That's a stretch.
I'll do that as well.
It's action.
Okay, this comes down to this. Were you a skater or were you a rollerblader?
Oh, bruh.
That's the faction. Which side are you on?
Bruh, you rollerblade, bruh.
Correct. Correct. Once again, no guy should be rollerblading, right?
No man. I'm sorry, people. No man should have touched rollerblades.
No, okay?
There's choke guys out here right now. That rollerbladed. I know. I listen to our show. I know they're rollerbladed. And it pains me.
You know, if we go briefly into the rules of the game a little bit. Let's go some rules.
So
let's go to Mount Rushmore of not being a man. Let's do another one right now, quick.
Oh, we're going to get controversial now.
Pokemon,
okay.
Fanny pack.
Oh.
Rollerblade.
What about those like big mountain ones?
What are those called? Like the
satchel? I got one of those.
You got one of those. Yeah, that's like you're going to college.
They're big. It can fit shoes.
We'll let that go.
I don't know. So, but then you get all the young boys that buy the Supreme. You see those little ones with the little Supreme?
Pokemon. Fanny pack. That bag you're talking about, you're okay.
Yeah.
The bigger one.
Yeah. That's, I mean.
Rollerblading.
Right.
Number four.
What's number four, bro?
Number four should be.
I will be right back. This is spontaneous.
Magic the Gathering? I don't know.
Oh, no.
Is Magic the Gathering, could that be considered something
that is
like...
Number four would be... Let's see.
Kendamas.
No.
What would four be?
Of what? Not being a man?
Not being a man.
So you're saying... any kind of kiddie card game.
Any kind of cute things.
Great, bro. Now Spell gonna be all mad because he's the king of Dragon Ball Z cards.
Is that the same thing?
I don't know. That's the thing is. We should get an expert.
All right. We're going to leave it up to you, everyone.
I want people to defend. I want people to defend
of course.
Their honor.
Of course.
If you believe in rollerblading, fruit booting, what we call it. You defend your rollerbladeness.
Sell us on why rollerblading is okay and acceptable for the male.
Because on the real, I'd rather play Pokemon cards than rollerblade.
Rollerblade or Pokemon cards?
I'd rather play Dungeons & Dragons than rollerblade.
I'd rather play Pokemon cards. I can't go on a rollerblade. That's just unacceptable.
Bro, rollerblade, you cannot do that.
That's unacceptable. No.
That's like the number one, bro.
Cannot.
Maybe if you grew up in the 70s and maybe you're on roller skates.
Maybe, right. And you're a fan of Evel Knievel.
Yeah.
But no, not in the 2018, bro. Not in the 2008. Not in 1998. No. Not even in 98. We don't accept that.
Yeah.
So rollerblading, Pokemon, fanny packs.
Bro, choke guys rollerblading. I know choke guys can be all
you
mad.
Serious?
I know. I promise you, dude.
Seriously.
12 guys are going to hear this, and they're going to be mad.
Well, there's no reason for you to be mad. All you need to do is you sell us on why rollerblades should be accepted. Yeah. That's it. This is how you debate, okay? And what shows you to choose rollerblades over skateboard?
Because they can't skate.
If you can rollerblade, you can skateboard.
Cannot, bro.
You serious?
They cannot skateboard.
It's all balance.
You cannot, bro.
Are you saying it's just inspired?
This is like one time I'll really be a DA. Well, I had never liked rollerbladers. I think that's the wackest thing ever.
Yep.
I thought rollerbladers were basically like after you finish raving, you just throw on the rollerblades and fruit boot around
there. There you go. Well, sell us on the fact.
Gentlemen. If you love your Fortnite, let us know why. Nah, I don't need, I understand. if I had the time, I'd play Fortnite.
It's a game that you play online.
Yeah, nah, for real.
Shooting game.
Yeah.
It's fine. That's not going to go on the Rushmore.
And I get the Pokemon. I get that stuff. But rollerblading, bro, you guys out there, I don't know, bro. It's probably a dead topic because nobody cares about rollerblading.
I haven't seen a rollerblader.
It's not even in the X Games anymore.
So therefore, no one should be mad.
Yeah. They don't even have a pro league in Yugoslavia where they have pro leagues for everything.
Right.
Or Japan. I mean, or maybe Japan right now.
Japan probably gets.
Because they get everything. Little Asian guys, bro.
Exactly.
Doing, is that called? Casper grind. What do they call those things?
What?
Hold your foot and grind. Make a gi on skateboard. But you're not
see,
on
that
skateboard.
That just sounds silly already. Hold your foot
what
and grind.
What do? They hold their foot and they grind.
You're right. I've seen it, right.
Then they do a little 180 out. But I do got to say, shout out to the rollerbladers on Makiki.
Shout out to the rollerbladers in Makiki.
Because I have to give them a little respect because they listen to the Light Sleeper Show.
Back they
in
do.
The day, yeah.
All right.
They were hip-hop heads. Right. Still yet. Pick up a skateboard. Man it up, brother. Okay,
so we only got three. Moving on.
What happened to me, bro?
Great.
Everything happened
great
to me.
As well. Oh, do
well,
tell.
We had a week off.
Well, we had a week off. What is happening?
We had beetroot.
There you go again. Old reliable. Beetroot.
Yeah. I canceled pizza.
And why did you cancel pizza?
Because we're supposed to have our headliner. I usually try to have a headliner, like somebody that's like a experienced producer slash engineer.
Right.
So we're supposed to have PSI. Remember PSI?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he couldn't make it.
He could not make it.
Because he throws the big raves now.
Yeah.
In Korean. So I wanted him to come and talk about raves. Like, well, it's not the raves that we know, but the raves now where it's like these big productions.
So right.
He does all of that. I want to know. I mean, it's interesting to me, you know? So I wanted him to talk about that, talk about house music, trance music, all that kind of music.
I used to DJ with him at John Dominus back in the day.
Wow. What did he spin back then? House?
80s.
Oh, 80s?
We did all mostly 80s.
Yeah, his new name is DJ Kai.
Oh.
K-A-I-I.
Really?
He never answered my DM, though. I don't know what's up with that. Oh. But he comes to all the B-roots, all the pizzas.
Ironically, he was at my wedding. PSI.
Oh, you invited him?
Because.
Oh, you DJ with him?
Because his wife is a hairstylist.
Oh.
So she did my wife's hair. And we got to know her.
That's a good way to get around it, huh?
So like, hey, bring your husband
over. Bring your husband, bro.
Because he's a big wrestling fan.
Oh, he is?
He's mega wrestling fan. Wow. Him and Jedi, that's why I invite Jess and them can talk story.
Oh, for real?
And then I at the wedding I showed the Royal Rumble 92 on the screen. So then I sat them right in front of that so they can look over there and joke around. So yeah, he's a good guy. So yeah.
Because he's OG.
Yes.
Like OG.
He uses Traktor. He's the only guy that uses Traktor.
Oh, wow.
He does not use Serato.
Maybe now he does. I don't know. That's what we're going to talk. I'll talk to him. Mm. But he couldn't make it. And then I wanted to get Stone Groove, Drama, and Sub.
Yeah.
Because they have one of the, I think, the only. I think Olsen has a studio. But I mean, technically they're one of the first hip hop owned studios.
Oh, where is this located?
Off Dillingham.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because I always see footage of them in a studio.
Primophonics.
Yes.
So they're like one of the first pure hip-hop. All the rest was like, you know, the guys in Hoi Kai. It's like engineer-based, owned by Japanese, any kind of stuff. These are like two hip-hop people in the community.
Right.
They started a studio and are successful.
We should get them on the show. Talk about the studio.
Well, they're kind of cool. But you know, the thing is, they work. I asked Trauma and them.
They work during
the day. They work like, regular jobs. Like, unlike us. We work any kind of job.
We're just playing Fortnite, smoking cigarettes.
Play Pokemon.
Yeah, unzipping
and lubing our rollerblades.
Ugh.
Anyway, so yeah, man. I mean, we're going to get those, but I really want to get both of those guys because they can offer so much in the industry, experience, you know. Yes.
Very much so.
Yeah, so that's pretty happy pizza. Okay. Besides that, I mean, what else? Besides NBA, bro, that's pretty much it.
Oh, we'll get to the NBA in a bit.
What about you? What happened?
Well,
how's everything, bro? How's the pets?
Well, unfortunately.
Okay.
My dog has an eye infection.
Yeah, man.
It's an eye ulcer, is what they call
it.
No.
No. Oh.
Thanks.
Sorry.
Is it? my dog, you know, shout out to Puka.
Shout out to Puka.
And there's a divot in her eye. Like, she scratched her eye.
Oh.
And it looks like a real divot in her eye. Like, and it's, yeah. So that's called an eye ulcer if it develops into an infection. So you got to put all kind of medicine on.
You've seen the picture on IG.
They shaved her face. So then the gunk can, like, be wiped off because the gunk is all in her eye. All jam up, bro. So I've been dealing with that. I've been, you know, very sad.
It is sad.
You know.
Like kids.
It is. Very much so.
So that's your OG pet right there.
Yes. Puka is 10.
Oh.
So that puts her in dog years as like 68.
Wow.
Maybe 69. Can't maybe go up with the butt.
City Meal Tuesday and get discount.
Maybe. Senior coffee.
Right. I can take her over there. Hey, eat the wood for like $1 off.
Hopefully. Well, if she can make it through this infection, maybe we'll go City Meal immediately after.
Puka, buy anything you want.
Puka, hurry up. Let's go. So there's that.
Okay.
And besides that, during the break, I went to our sponsor. One of our sponsors, Square Barrels, they had a Southern Barbecue, the Abyss Wine Dinner.
Hey, Abyss, bro, Master Food.
The Abyss, man.
All of them was there, bro.
What was the DJ's name of the Abyss?
Sub-Zero's, I don't know.
T-Dog or something?
T-Bone.
T-Bone, right? Got it, yes.
T-Bone, Master Food.
Yes.
Who's other dudes in the crew? There's a bunch of
dudes.
Shaq Fu Ala.
Right. Shaq Fu.
You gotta figure.
Fu Schniggins.
They were basically like Dunny Wu Tang. They're like in between Wu Tang Dipset.
Yes.
Their style, their rapping.
They were unlike anybody else. Because all the other hip hoppers back then were all like these emo guys.
Then we had the straight Wu Tang. We had Hawaii and then we had Abyss.
The Abyssman, yes. Yeah. Well, they weren't there. They weren't at Square Barrels. They unfortunately could not make it to the Abyss Wine Dinner.
There's your Hawaii history in a nutshell. Hawaii hip hop history in 1 minute.
That's it, right? Your Hawaii hip hop minute.
Abyss men.
They will not forgotten.
I need to. Well, anyway, sorry. Anyway, you went to the Abyss.
Okay, so I went to the Abyss Beer Dinner, which was a Southern barbecue dinner, hosted by the entrepreneur of the stars, Hideo, owner of Pine and Jigger, and Square Barrels.
Hey, Square. Oh. Sidetrack.
What happened?
Sidetrack. Laundry Gnome.
Yes.
Came in and we ate Square Barrels.
Oh, that's right. Okay, let's back up. Okay, before the dinner, the winner.
Yes.
Of our first contest. The Tree Gnome Mango. Mango Tree Gnome.
Laundry Gnome.
The
Mango Tree Gnome.
I don't know why I worded it that way. Mango Tree Gnome.
I don't know if he wants to know his real name, but Mango Tree Gnome, yeah.
Use the handles. Mango Tree Gnome won. He got to choose where to go for lunch.
Yep.
He chose Square Barrels.
Square to the barrel.
Good strategy by you, sir, because that was the most expensive one. And so I went down. I couldn't join you guys, so I had to pick up the food.
He ate them all, bro. He ate them all.
Ate them all quick.
He didn't gobble. No, for real, he ate it. He whacked that thing.
So you just went go eat them. He's like,
okay. If you look at the video on our Sleep Time's Over,
yes,
the dude hardly could talk.
Yeah.
He's just grinding.
He's just grinding. The lips smacking around.
Five mics, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. You got the Philly cheesesteak. Sandwich?
I got to take one little bite.
Oh, you did. You let you try. Okay. So yeah, shout out to him. He loves it. Square Barrels.
Congratulations.
Also a reminder, Square Barrels, plenty parking. Okay. I don't think we established this. You have a parking structure in Square Barrels. They have their own parking. It's easy. You go in the kind. On Alakea.
Go in the kind. Up
Bishop
the kind.
Square. Woo. Up the butt. So that was on Tuesday of last week, I think, was the... eating with the Mango Trino. Mango.
It's great, man. Thank you for coming from Kapolei, bro.
That, yes, thank you very much for that one. Afternoon, too.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Oh. Thank you very much for that.
So he's hungry.
He was hungry. He ate them all. Fast forward to Friday was the dinner. Hideo Simon, the host of the Abyss Beer Dinner. Great, great times. I gotta tell you. Ribs, mac and cheese. It was just... big portion stuff. It's these dinners are very deceiving.
You were saying beer. You're saying you like the beer.
And I actually like the beer.
You're not a beer dude.
No. And these were some very hard to find beers. Wow. And he was explaining how you pair them with the food and how you cleanse your palate to the next beer.
That's kind of cool stuff, man.
But these course dinners, people think like maybe you're not going to get your bang for the buck.
Nah, you get
it. It's worth it.
You get full.
You get very
like
full.
Second, third course, right? Like
yes. Get Snicker gelato. Snickers gelato.
Right, that sounds good.
Nuts. It was nuts.
Eat that after I play 20 hours of Fortnite.
I tell you what, load them up. But I tell you what, you gotta go to one of these things. You don't go out anywhere.
Don't please go. Please go. Oh, don't cry.
It's a sad kind of time. Well, Square Barrels. Shout out Square Barrels.
Shout out.
Good stuff over there. Shout out to the Wagyu Burger.
Yes, and shout out to Honolulu Club.
Yes,
Honolulu Club. Seventh floor.
Seventh floor, Honolulu.
Run them down the line.
And then we've got Naz's. Yes, right. And then shout out to Naz's favorite guy, Justin Beemore, at Earl Kaimaki.
Earl Kaimaki, bro.
Earl Kaimaki.
I was blessed with him stopping by the shop, bro.
Yes.
Came in, opened the door, looked at me, and he walked out.
Really?
Did one of those.
Wonderful.
And you know, if you're like a mafia boss, you just do.
You point and click.
That's and then I'm like, I went like this. And then he walked out. Threw him a couple shirts.
Wonderful.
And he said, we're good. I said, Kakako? He's like, yeah, fall. And I'm like,
there you go.
So, bro, you gangster lad, you don't have to say much words, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
Beemore, bro, I just look. That's no, true. Funny, because we had a couple B-boys in the shop.
Yeah.
And I introduced them. I was like, yeah, this is just the owner of Earl Kaimaki. They're like, oh, man, I love your pictures. Like, you know.
Oh, right.
Like the pictures of the food on the spatula.
Yes, umami.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was like, hey, man.
It's good.
See, famous, bro.
The word is spreading, bro.
You're the famous guy, bro.
The word is spreading. That's good.
Shout out.
Shout out to all of them.
Shout out to Baltimore, Bucky Lassick, Cal Ripken.
Yes, Billy Ripken.
Billy Ripken, F-Face.
Manny Machado.
Oh, wow.
That's all I got. Jack Trudeau.
Baltimore. He's Baltimore?
Is he Baltimore? Is he? Yeah, wait.
Baltimore,
no, Indianapolis.
Baltimore, Maryland.
Think of Baltimore Stars. Rushmore, Baltimore
Eddie
Stars.
Eddie Murray.
Eddie Murray.
Yeah, Baltimore.
Ray Lewis.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot about the Ravens. Shout out to homie Jesse.
Hashtag,
anyway.
Yeah. So that was Square Barrels. After that, what else happened till we... That was about it, actually.
About it?
Besides, and then I got this Nintendo thing.
Yeah, Nintendo thing. NBA, no? How much time we got?
NBA, we're talking about that next, bro. Yeah, no,
okay.
Anything else happened to you?
Nah, that's about it.
Did you go anywhere?
Not that I can think of. I went hiking a lot.
I saw that.
Hiking a lot. Yeah. I've been running a lot.
Yeah, how you doing with that? How's your Achilles?
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Shout out to my rehab doctor, which was Max Holloway's rehab doctor.
Well.
So, you know, us fighters got to stick together.
Speaking of Achilles, we're going to talk about that next. The Achilles has been in the news.
Oh.
With a certain someone. We'll talk about that.
So, I mean, oh, yeah. And then the fight's coming up, so.
Yes. So, we're going to go
with the Max Holloway Shaka. By the time you guys watch this, I mean, actually, you can still buy the shirt.
Right.
Yeah.
You still have the shirt available?
Yeah, I'm going to bust it out for you.
Bust out the shirt. Let's go. Before we end it out, we're going to go for our YouTube. The Max Holloway shirt. I got a lot of compliments. I wore the Max Holloway shirt at the Square Barrels dinner.
I seen that.
And I got a lot of compliments on that. So people, you know, that's going to be the one, bro. That's going to be the shirt that's going to take you over the top.
Wins? Oh, boy.
That's going to be a tough one. Yes, here we go.
Here we go, bro.
Here he comes walking in.
There we go. Look at that. You Max Holloway. Well, not official. It's called the It Is What It Is Shaka.
There it is.
And for you guys to know, Light Sleepers comes with a sticker. It's a matching sticker.
You always get stickers.
Sticker.
So it's a Shaka sign of his a glove.
But the most catchy thing is the fact that I did a shirt with the Hawaiian flag in
the back. Hawaiian flag. There you go.
Would you ever think you wear a shirt with a Hawaiian flag?
This is the first.
Exactly right. And I'll tell people something about that. It's not that I'm against it, obviously. It's just that if I cannot do my culture the right...
Yes.
The right, justified way of being creative as a Hawaiian entrepreneur.
Right.
And not being the typical Hawaiian growing up in the Kalo Patch, I will not touch it. That's why I do a lot of hip-hop things. Because 30 plus years of hip-hop in my life, I feel I have the right to do these hip-hop things.
I believe so.
Hawaiian, I can. Yeah. But I refuse to kind of just do blatant
right.
Hawaiian branding. But for this one, it called for simple.
It's simple.
Clean.
To the max, it says on the back.
To the max and clean. Okay, so this is the one time it's like, I have to go this way.
Yeah.
Can I get abstract? We can't make up all fine. Kind of artsy-fartsy graffiti.
That's why I love this shirt.
We kept it simple. We kept it clean.
Yes.
For the Hawaiians, for max.
Right.
I'm
predicting this is going to be your highest selling shirt.
Shout out.
This is my favorite shirt of all of your shirts. You had a lot of good shirts through the years. Yeah. But this one, because of what you just said...
I think the Infinity Shaka, if he wins this fight.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. That's it.
So to everybody that bought a shirt online.
Yes.
You'll be getting an email with a special gift.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. An email
if he
gift.
Wins.
Okay, you're going to get a zip drive or something.
You control your USB mini.
You're going to get the Nintendo ROMs. He's going to send you the ROMs.
600 games, right, on your email.
You just need an S mini now.
No, but for real. Okay, here's the angle. If you're watching this and... By the time this goes up, maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow, there's still time to cop this shirt, come to the shop, and
you can get something.
Yeah, we figure out what you can get. Discount, Sleep Time's Over discount.
There you go.
10% off.
You want me to hang out? I can shake their hand or something?
Yeah,
meet and greet
out,
or something?
Yeah,
say hi. I'll upload this today. Today is July 4th.
Yeah.
I want to put this up because of what you just said. I'm going to upload this today.
Yeah.
So you will see this, everyone, YouTube people.
There you go.
Be ready. This is going to sell.
Let's go, baby.
Let's go. Go break.
Let's go. There you go. So come in. Sleep Time's Over. I said you watch Sleep Time's Over and you want to cop the Mac shirt. I'll give you 10% off.
Who?
Give you a sticker.
You got that, everyone?
Give you no tax.
There you go. No
so
tax.
Technically, that's like 15% off.
Wow. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
So, if you listen to this, you're going to get a deal, bro.
Yeah, that's the deal. He's
all
come
right.
in.
Let's go take a break then.
Woo! Sleep Time's Over, Season 8, Episode 7, Patriot Games.
A.K.A. the Fortnite of July.
A.K.A. for...
What you said?
I forgot what I said already.
For July.
For July?
I think that's what you said.
Yeah, for the Hawaiians.
Yeah.
Woo!
Sleep Time's Over. We'll be right back.
I've been waiting on this. Yeah. All of this disorder, no address, and the crown is broken in pieces, but there's more in my possession. There's a whole lot in my possession. Who do you really love? Well, that's sure to be in question. My Mount Rushmore is me with four different expressions. Who's giving out this much return on investment? After my run, man, how's that even a question? After this summer, man, how's that even a... I've had real Philly... Try to write my ending. Taking shots with the gold and talked about shots that we sending. I've had scuffles with bad boys that wasn't pretending. I've had too many nights to mention, that's just the beginning. I'm pretty sure we got a label, I'm still independent. I fell back 100 times when I don't get the credit. Seen this movie 100 times.
Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
Still looking for Animal Chin.
Hey.
Sleep Time's Over, Season 8, Episode 7.
Patriot Games.
A.K.A.
The Fortnite of
Fortnite
July.
Fortnite of July, bro.
That's right. Everybody playing right now as we speak.
Everybody. That's right. Everybody's off.
People are literally playing right
now.
So
we working over here.
People work, bro.
We are what Americans should be. Work.
Your store is open today.
Work. We work. We work. And we keep working until you die.
Yes. Exactly.
And then you can't enjoy nothing.
No need to play video games. Work.
Work. Bro.
Punch in. Punch out. That's
clock
all you're
in.
Do.
Clock out.
That's
there
it.
Go.
So speaking of things like work.
Yeah. The NBA.
Let's talk about the NBA.
That was a lot of work.
That was.
The funny part is I had so much fun talking about it.
Really?
You didn't have fun?
No, it is. I mean,
it was fun. To me, it was comical.
It was interesting that you even got in on the debating on Facebook.
Because I don't like the Lakers.
Well, right. That's right.
Because the reason why I don't like the Lakers is the biggest bandwagon team in Hawaii plus the Cowboys.
Okay.
Back in the day. Now it's like Golden State.
Right. So now the two
Giants.
Bandwagons are come together. The Warriors fans, who were formerly Laker fans, are now trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah.
It's confusion now for the bandwagoners.
Yeah.
The bandwagoners don't know.
Yeah.
So this break down what happened for people that don't know.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
LeBron James has joined the Lakers.
You don't know that.
Okay. If you don't know that, get out of here. All right.
You must rollerblade.
You guarantee rollerblade if you don't know that.
Oh, God.
So... What is... Okay, let's break down the significance.
Ah!
I know. Really. Up the butt with that. The breakdown of all of this.
Yeah.
Okay. LeBron goes to LA.
Yeah.
Not a surprise.
Right.
We look at his age. He's 34.
Yeah.
It's he's never played for like the big fan base. Big. Never he's playing for the small town of Akron.
Yeah.
He went to Miami.
Yeah.
Which was a bigger city.
It's always gonna be one less than New York and LA.
Right. So it's time he finally goes and takes his business, takes his brand.
Take the business, bro. Give him the business, LeBron.
I mean, his brand is bigger than the Lakers. If we break it down, it's bigger than the Lakers.
Yeah.
So you're taking that, and plus his son is enrolled in high school, in school, not high school yet, but. So pretty much you know what's going to happen. He's going to go and play until his son is able to get to the NBA, and he's going to play with his son and retire. Gosh. That's probably what he's going to do.
His son's going to be an average player.
So let's look. Wow, that's horrible. Maybe. Living up to the dad, yeah.
Well, then one newscaster said, sportscaster said, oh, he's waiting to 4 years when his son can be eligible for the draft.
Yeah.
His son's going to be like 11 going 12th grade.
Right.
He is not his dad. He got to go to college. I seen him play. He ain't LeBron.
Well, if they eliminate the one and done rule, he could go right out of high school.
Could, then what?
And then you're going to play with him. Just going to be like Ken Griffey Jr., Ken Griffey Sr.
That's different, bro. Jr. was legit. Or
Bobby Bonds and Barry Bonds.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. But that's what's going to happen. And of course, yeah. We know.
Sid Fernandez and Sir Fernandez.
Oh, E.K. Fernandez. Sid Fernandez playing catch with E.K. Fernandez. You know, they ride the zipper.
85 minutes. All the cocaine in the bats.
Oh, that's.
Smuggling from Colombia.
Oh, boy. Space Jam 2 is finally going to be made.
Yeah, why did you do Space Jam?
This movie that just can't go away.
Go away already.
Go away.
Get out of here.
No one cares.
Nobody cares.
Why are they so fixated on making a sequel to Space Jam? Why? You want to set yourself apart from Michael Jordan?
I think it's just Nike wanting to make more shoes, bro.
Right. It's got to be capitalism of trying to sell more crap.
And speaking of movies, NBA, anybody see Uncle Drew yet?
Negative million people saw that movie, bro. Who is going to watch?
I probably might watch it with Coltrane.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Coltrane don't want to watch that movie.
When you love basketball as a kid, right?
I guess so.
You do everything basketball.
I stand corrected. Yes.
He's the only kid right now, and anybody can challenge me on this, that watches Summer League every day.
I like that. Wow. California classic.
Guess who called me up when Cousins got on Golden State Warriors?
Wow. He's on it.
To say, I love you, Dad. Not to say, hey, Dad, how's work? Not to say, hey, Dad, I did good in summer school. Nope, he called me up. Guess what? I was like, what? How are you doing? Everything? How's everything good? Cousins on the Warriors. I'm like, great. Wow. Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, so I text you. Speaking of that, I text you this, too. So who got first? Who informed you first? Coltrane?
Of what?
Or myself? Of the Cousins too?
Oh, you, of course.
Oh, it was me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Coltrane's not. If he was older, he might be the first dude.
Yeah.
But he's still just figuring out his, you know, his internet, you know, thing.
Does he have a phone?
He recently got a phone.
Uh-oh.
Because, you know, yeah.
You're a Snapchat, bruh.
Because he's playing basketball, the practices everywhere, the games everywhere.
Snapchat.
You know,
you going to send the kind,
bruh? Oh, bruh, better not. You.
You better watch
you
out, bruh.
You 11-year-old girls, stay away.
Get ready, bruh. Get ready. All kinds of.
I do not talk about my personal life on here, but trust me, it's already happening.
You've gone that way long ago.
It's already happening. Trust me.
Yes.
I'm dealing with it right now.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
so.
Apple don't fart. The apple,
apple
don't
doesn't
fart.
Fall far from the tree.
Far from the tree.
Yes.
Luckily, I was an ugly tree, so at least it's a better apples.
Well, as long as the branch stay hot.
Okay. Oh, so. Man. What the hell are you talking about? Anyway.
LeBron James,
Cavs.
From the Cavaliers,
Dude,
is now a Laker.
Yeah, Laker.
So it makes sense that he goes there. But what was the dumb thing of these Lakers?
The dumbest, oh God.
These signings that they did right after this,
the
okay?
Dumb.
I'm going to call out all you Laker fans right now. You guys cannot be on board with these signings.
You cannot.
All right?
You cannot.
Let's break them down. Let's bring in Rajon Rondo.
Why?
Who is basically Lonzo Ball, older version. Cannot shoot.
He cannot.
He's not. LeBron's going to handle the ball. LeBron is the point guard. All he need to do is stay in the corner and get ready to shoot the three, which he cannot.
Yeah.
So he's a wash. Lance Stephenson. Oh, boy. The guy who blows wind in his face, he can go blow him all he wants. Yep. Because now he's a teammate.
If you can't beat him, blow him.
Blow him. Exactly. So Lance.
On the same team. LeBron, the funny part is LeBron had to co-sign that.
I don't know why he's... I can't believe that. They say that. I can't believe that.
LeBron had to be like, yeah.
Why? Because there's another guy who can't shoot. He's another guy that can shoot. He can do some playmaking. He can do defense. But that's not the type of LeBron player you need.
He should have stayed on Cleveland.
Look at, okay, look, the Cleveland roster, look at what they did. They got Kyle Korver, shooter. Yeah. J.R. Smith, never mind what the game he did. He's a shooter.
Him, bro.
Well, he might not be alive. Yeah. Kevin Love, a shooter. I mean, granted, they didn't pull it off, but that's the kind of people you surround him with. You don't surround him with these guys who can't shoot, who can barely like do playmaking ability. Rondo's a playmaker, but LeBron's going to hold the ball.
Yeah.
And then let's look at the last one. JaVale McGee.
What the heck?
JaVale McGee.
I would have took league minimum to stay on Golden State.
Oh, well.
Put me on the injury reserve. Whatever you do, do not trade me.
Those signings, two mics. Those Lakers signings, two mics. They better figure out, get somebody else. They could have got J.J. Redick. They could have signed him 1 year deal. No, they go bring in JaVale McGee, who didn't do much of nothing in the finals.
I come to find out Lakers wasn't even trying to entertain getting Cousins. He wasn't even trying.
Right.
He said he got no anything from them.
Right. Okay, so let's go into that. DeMarcus Cousins. Everybody all scared. Everybody all worried. Oh, my goodness. Five All-Stars. It's no worry, everybody. Reason why... His Achilles, like we talked about.
Yeah.
That's a serious...
He has to go to my...
Yes.
Physical therapist.
What's his name?
I forget his name. Right. Let's look at the lineage.
You forget your name. You forget your physical therapist.
Max Holloway, Cavett the Catalyst, DeMarcus Cousins.
We can't plug him. We don't know his name.
Cousins. And you guys didn't know Boogie Cousins was actually here in Hawaii 2 years ago.
Yes, he was.
He visited Twist. And yeah. Of course, they don't visit here because...
They don't know.
They don't know,
they don't know what to make of this place.
No more kind of anti-social club.
Right. Supreme.
No more BBC.
Right.
No more Supreme. Ice cream. Bape.
Bape, yes.
Sorry, guys. Bape.
Yeah.
I don't have any of that.
Well, it's okay because DeMarcus is rehabbing.
Oh, yeah.
And he may not be the same guy.
He may not be, dude. That's
Achilles.
That's a tough one.
He's 7 foot tall, 300 pounds.
He ain't trying to lose no weight.
Even if he did, it's still, he's a big guy.
He's a big dude.
And he's not gonna be a big factor until maybe March, April.
Yeah.
And they basically signed him to neutralize Capella. That was their reasoning why.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a great they took a gamble on this guy. They don't need him.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was their selling point because DeMarcus called the Warriors.
That's smart.
Because he was panicking out a little bit because he couldn't get a deal. Nobody would want it to take a chance on because he's risky. Because they're not gonna give him a lot of money because they don't know what kind of a player he is. New Orleans had a deal with him for 2 years.
Okay.
$40 million a year.
Wow. Damn.
No, it was 2 years. I'm sorry. 2 years for $40 million total. So $20 million a year. Right. He didn't take the deal.
Wow.
So figure he called him up. The GM for Golden State was like, okay, just come hang out with us. We're all, you know, hang out, be friends with all of us. Be part of the championship lineage. Just hang out, and then we'll bust you out of ice in April.
Yeah.
March, April.
Han Solo.
Exactly.
Come out.
Carbonite.
Carbonite. Here we go. There we go.
But I don't think this makes them any better because what do? They play small ball, right?
It's a mystery. It's going to be a mystery, man, but it's a great risk, dude. I tell you, Golden State, brilliant.
It's a great risk. It's 1 year. See if he can be the player that he used to be. I don't know.
Take the time. He going to take his time?
Nobody's ever recovered from Achilles.
Yeah.
That's been the same.
Yeah.
Kobe was old when he had it. Elton Brand had it same year, same age as Brada here.
Right.
Elton Brand was not the same. So just a reminder.
Larry Johnson, was he Achilles?
Larry Johnson, no.
His injury was okay. He had an injury that
he had injuries,
stopped him from getting up.
He had knee issues. Yeah. But the last one I remember was Elton Brand.
Yeah.
We're forgetting somebody.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
But that's the thing. So DeMarcus is not as big. Well,
so yes. Yeah, so when the Warriors announced that, it was almost like, ha, ha, ha.
Right.
And I was like, that's what made it fun, dude. It was funny, right. It was funny to me.
Yes. It was very funny.
Well, it was funny. One, it was funny because now Lakers fans had to like literally swallow their tongue. Yeah.
They won for one day.
And then be like, you know, I gotta like LeBron though. And then they can be, oh, yay, so happy.
Right? So what are the Kobe fans doing?
Exactly.
They've hated LeBron for years. Now what are you guys going to do?
Exactly. That's what I love about it. That's why it's funny.
Confusion. Yes, it is funny. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And they only won for one day because then they pick up DeMarcus the next day.
Yeah, they all pop.
Everybody pop.
And then Paul George?
Paul George is an idiot.
You know, party, champagne.
Paul George is an idiot.
Popping bottles.
Okay. Yeah. You know what?
Oklahoma City. I don't even know where it is in Oklahoma.
Where exactly in Oklahoma, we don't know.
But why you don't want to even stay there?
He likes small towns. He must like smaller city markets. Because he went to Indiana. He came from Indiana. Why not?
I would have jetted to LA like with the quickness. With the first Twitter yeah. of LeBron bouncing, I'd be on the phone. LA, I want in.
Well, he can change his mind. Oh, yeah. He actually can change his mind.
That's right.
No, they haven't signed anybody yet. The signing period doesn't start yet. This is all just a talking period. So remember a couple years ago when DeAndre Jordan signed with Dallas?
Which,
and then all the Clippers came to his house and they kidnapped him and they just
played. Trouble, banana boat.
Exactly. Yeah. He changed his mind.
So this is all up in the air yet.
It's all up in the air.
I mean, technically.
But Paul George is an idiot. But
speaking of DeAndre Jordan.
Yes. He went to Dallas.
No Clippers showed up because none of them were there.
They're not there anymore.
Now he's going on with Dallas.
Yeah. That's a one-year deal.
Dallas, one of the stupidest teams.
Now, there's no reason for Dallas to have DeAndre Jordan. They have nothing going on.
He's proven he cannot do nothing for your team.
No, and then Dirk is 50 years old.
Yeah.
Forget it. Just tank.
Have you watched Dirk play?
It's not sad. It's not sad. Yeah, it's not pretty at all.
It is sad.
Yes.
He runs the court literally like he's 50, but he's only 40.
Well, he's going to turn 50 in no time because that Mavericks team is trash. OKC,
guys, that's some nice nothing. Young guys. Dennis Smith Jr.
They have Dennis Smith Jr., yeah.
He's like some nice young cats over there.
But they just got to keep building young. They don't need a DeAndre Jordan.
But Cuban, what are you doing? You're the dumbest move ever. I mean, that's like straight. He got shark tanked. Like, you know, like Cuban got, like, screw you guys. I'm going to sign with the Clippers. Hey, guess what? Sign me again. Okay.
Right. And you notice why you notice the thing with all these one-year deals. Everybody's signing a one-year. This is what's become of the NBA because everybody's run out of money. So they're doing these short-term deals because they're trying to get whatever money they can. They want to open up cap room because nobody got nothing. That's why it's hard for these guys.
It's crazy, but it's hard. Well, no one got money, and two, it's kind of good for the players, right? It's like a feel-out process.
It's almost a lot of feel-out process. But a lot of them are... Like, for LeBron to take a four-year deal is amazing.
Yeah, no. I was super surprised with that. Mm. I was like, what?
Yeah.
So basically, he's ending his career.
Right.
In LA, he probably signed like a one-year contract.
He might sign one more contract before he retires. He might. But also, we gotta talk about everyone's.
Yeah.
Joy's Houston Rockets.
Hey.
Chris Paul is back.
What injury did he have?
He had a hamstring.
Okay.
Hamstring strain.
Recoverable.
Yes, but it's recurring.
Oh.
So that's the problem with
that. What you got to do, you got to go to Thailand. You get the horse.
Yeah.
Get the hamstring from the horse. Replace them, bro.
Replace with the horse.
Horse hamstring. Put over there.
What if you could do
titanium.
That?
Titanium.
Just take the hamstring. I think the striations.
I know people that take in like muscles from their butt, like play, and then they place it in like their knee, like all kind of.
Wow.
Yeah.
How's that one?
I'm not butt muscle. It's like a muscle from their. I don't know. One of my skater friends. He had a knee problem.
You're getting medical now.
They took some kind of ligament and they replaced it in their knee.
Okay.
Like it's also crazy. Now he's skating again. So
it worked. Well. Right? If we can get something from someone's butt to help Chris Paul.
So you think maybe they should do some free agent, like, you know, maybe find someone to play a good backup role to Chris Paul?
Well, great segue. They signed the other day Michael Carter-Williams.
Oh.
He's still in the league.
Rookie of the year?
He was rookie of the year. Good defender, good ball handler, can't shoot to save his life.
What happened to him?
Right, he just regressed.
He figured it out.
He just figured it out.
Nobody
helped. He's bounced from team to team.
Rookie
but
of the year.
He was a rookie of the year, but that was a trash rookie. That was a trash year.
It was
year.
A very trash year. Trash year.
There was nothing coming out of that year for rookies. Mm-hmm. But they got Chris Paul 2 years.
That's a good one. It's a good pickup, bro.
It's a good pickup, but he's not a scorer. So we need
that's
scoring.
That's the problem.
Right. Yeah. So Chris Paul, they signed him for two. No, it was a four-year deal for $40 million a year, which sounds ridiculous. $160 million for a guy that's going to be 38 when he's done. That's a gamble. Clearly, they're all in.
Does Rockets have any other wiggle room or any space to sign anybody else?
They could get people for like what they have called the mid-level exception.
Oh,
that's okay. They could sign somebody for $5 million. Like with DeMarcus, what?
Oh, okay.
They have that slot. They lost Ariza.
I think there's.
And they which.
He went to
Phoenix.
Interesting.
Which makes no sense at all.
Interesting.
We see how these teams are signing for whatever because Phoenix had money. Ariza wanted a bigger payout. That the Rockets could, they couldn't afford it. They move on, but I think Ariza lost a step though. Ariza was he was trash in game 6 and 7 shooting.
He was
0-for-12. But they need a new wing.
Yeah.
So here we go. Prediction: they're going to sign Isaiah Thomas.
Oh,
They're going to use that mid-level to sign Isaiah Thomas.
Okay.
And they're going to trade for Kevin Love, bro.
Oh, wait, for real? Wow, that's our hey, I like, wow, look, bro, that is like crazy, like, right now. Envisioning.
I'm going to make a, take a gamble. They're
going to
make
technical.
A move for Isaiah Thomas, okay, and Kevin Love. And then they're going to re-sign Babute, mm-hmm, and have him be the wing, I guess, because it's Gerald Green's back. Right. So that's Rockets in a nutshell.
So Isaiah Thomas, Kevin Love.
Yes.
On the Rockets.
Yeah.
All of them on the Rockets. Wow.
Bring him in. Isaiah Thomas, you can get him for cheap because he's still trying to prove himself. He's got the hip injury. Sign him for $5 million. Then you trade Ryan Anderson, draft pick, whatever you can, for Kevin Love.
Oh.
You get an upgraded Ryan Anderson and Kevin Love. Yeah. Upgraded Howley.
Definitely. Upgrade the Howley, bro.
Upgrade the Howleys.
Guaranteed they rollerbladed when they're young.
I hope not. Then you're not allowed on the Rockets, bro. If any of you guys on the roster rollerblade, you out. Cut you right now. Okay.
Okay.
Moving on to the main event. Here we have the main event of your program. Honolulu Magazine came out today, or maybe this week?
It came out this week.
This week. Best of Honolulu 2018.
And yes, we bought it.
Yes. I went to Times, brah. Went to the magazine section, which was hard to find.
Yeah.
Bought this magazine. Probably the only person that bought a magazine in Times today. We talked about Star Advertiser. Now we're talking about Honolulu Magazine. Let's go with it. Here we go.
There you go, brah. The best of Honolulu.
Let's go. Wow, that is $20,000 pyramid. Yeah. That was
so. Here we go.
That was interesting. Okay.
120.
Oh, let's.
Seven winners inside.
Let's go with it.
We're doing take time, waste time, Honolulu.
Yeah.
Take time, waste time, best of Honolulu.
We're being fair because we did Star Advertiser.
We did.
So now we're doing Honolulu Magazine.
Got it, bro.
Honolulu Magazine.
Let me get the precursor.
Oh, yeah, what? Here we go.
If you know, we're letting you know, this is basically, this is not a gimmick. This is not some shtick. This is me and Zach Morris when we used to DJ talking our talk on a podcast. So this is not, this is how we talk.
Yes.
If we're not on air. So.
If anybody knows us for real.
So it's not a gimmick.
Right.
When we used to DJ with Del, same thing. DJ with Compose, same thing.
Same thing.
DJ with Jedi, same thing. Trust me, every DJ's in the DJ booth, it might be even worse now.
Probably.
With social media.
Because you got all the girls now.
But this is pretty much how DJs talk behind the back. I don't know other DJs that don't just make fun, make any kind
right.
of stuff. So this is not a gimmick, people. Don't right. think that. Moving on. The best yes. beverage company.
Wow, that's the first one?
Yeah.
Best beverage company?
That's what it is. Best beverage company.
That's like here what? Aloha Sun or Hawaiian
Sun? Hawaiian Sun.
Hawaiian Sun. Oh, God.
I would say, who's the guys that make all the Diamond Head soda? Red Cream, all that stuff.
That's some conglomerate. I don't know.
I think they would.
Well, go, before we continue on, this vote you can do online.
Yeah, you can do
this is not like the old people.
Hey.
Okay, so
hey.
This is going to be different. This is going to be actual. There's going to be some real people maybe. We're dabbing. Not like Star Advertiser, we're just strictly the old people. You got people that are normal people.
Young people. And look at the people here. There's, I got homies on here.
Oh, really?
Aaron Yoshino, that's the homie.
Oh, yeah?
That's all the homies that there is right there.
There you go. Catherine Toth.
Yeah, she's famous.
Go.
Blogger.
She's famous. She goes rainbows.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, let's go. Let's go.
Okay, we also have.
What do we got?
Best flower shop. Take time, waste time.
Waste time.
Yeah, Watanabe flower.
Who cares? Let's go.
Best men's jeans.
Best men's jeans?
You gotta remember, because there's online voting, this is guaranteed aiming towards
correct
young professionals and millennials.
Right.
So they're gonna know what the best jeans is.
It's gonna be Diesel jeans, bruh.
It's gonna be Jabos, bruh. Fubu. Wow. Yeah. Sean John.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go. Wow.
Haley Hansen.
Flojo's.
Yeah, Flojo's.
Not Flojo's. Bojo's.
Bojo's.
Remember Bojo's?
Yes.
Bugle Boy.
Menace.
Menace.
Menace pants, brah. Let's go.
Salvage
let's go.
Public. Okay, moving let's on. Here we go. Take time, waste time. Best totes.
Best totes.
Totes. Tote the gun, brah.
Tote the gun. Tote them in the air. Light sleepers, totes.
Okay, there we go. Moving along.
Who
I don't
cares
care
about
that.
Totes? Here we go.
Best place. To eat ube.
What? Four ways?
This is a
waste time.
Waste time, bro.
Come on.
best vegan soft serve.
Nobody buying any vegan nothing. Get out of here. Let's look at this.
It's like asking me, like, cleanest sidewalk in McCulley. Like, what are you guys...
This is horrible. Okay, here we go. Best scones. All scones are dry, bruh. Forget it. Have you ever had a good scone?
Scones are all the same.
Exactly.
Can someone drop off the dopest scones from...
Mama Nita scones.
Okay,
in
anyway.
Kailua.
How specific is this? Best Inari sushi.
Oh, forget it. Forget it. Bruh, who cares?
Inari sushi, never mind that, bro.
Tanioka's.
Here we go.
Okay. You know what?
This is down your alley, bro.
Right here. This rubbish. Best. Say it. Let's go.
Best matcha cocktail?
What are you talking? What?
But guess who won?
No, best matcha.
Oh, matcha. I'm thinking of something.
Machio cocktail.
Best rub macho cocktail.
It's green tea. Who won? Bar leather apron. There you go.
Hey, we can't. Right. No,
shout out, kidding. Justin. I don't drink matcha. No, matcha has no taste. I know your wife is not a fan.
Yeah.
Green tea, waste time. There's some people that love it. But sorry.
This is so hipster. This is awesome, hipster.
Well, yeah, that's the appeal to the hipsters. Yeah. Matcha people, shout out to the people like matcha people.
Okay, here we go. This is, bruh, this is...
Oh,
this is controversial right here. Best fried chicken. Fete.
Fete is in downtown, yes.
Fete
calling you right now, Fete. Saying, hey, talk nice.
Guess what? Wrong. KJ's chicken,
best fried chicken. Yes. Fete is next to Encore Saloon. It's a restaurant next to Encore Saloon.
It's probably good, but dude, KJ special. You get 5 chickens.
Right.
I ate that the other day.
5 chickens? Whole chickens?
5 big ass.
Oh, okay,
chickens,
right. There you go, big ass.
You eat lunch and you eat dinner with the dang plate.
Oh, wow. Portion control.
And then there's the one in Wailua, we keep getting wrong. They have good chicken too.
In Wailua.
Then there is the Manapua Man in Waipahu. Yeah. Here's my phone ringing.
There's Patele's in School Street has fried chicken.
Yeah, no, you talked about that.
Right. I've had this chicken at Fete. It's
How is it? See, you had it.
3 mics.
Sorry, guys.
3 mics. Beep.
Best Lihimui ice cream. Best Lihimui's icy?
Best Lihimui icy? Well, the places that only have icy is Crack Seed Store. So what kind of a category is that? What, 7-Eleven? Forget it. Here, best Cubano, Earl Kaimaki. Let's go.
There you go, finally. How biased are we? Earl best Kaimaki. Fish and chips, bruh. Livestock Tavern.
Livestock
Tavern.
I haven't been there in a
what
long
you think,
time.
Bro? You are the eating connoisseur guy.
I haven't been to Livestock in a while. That place has gone through changes.
Afternoon tea splurge. This is on some women. This is the kind. Book club, bruh.
Forget it. This is Jane Fonda right here.
They read the book, 50 Shades of Yellow.
Okay. Candace Bergen.
This is all the Asian version.
Look at this. Best boiled peanuts.
Alicia's Market, bruh.
It's closed down.
Ruga Market, bruh. You guys not local.
Yeah, Ruga Market.
Fort Ruga.
Alicia's closed down, though, because they had a fire.
Yeah,
So you cannot, so you have to go to Ruga Market now.
Shout out to Alicia's, though. They have great, great food.
Alicia's great Hawaiian
food. But I gotta say, Fort Ruga. Ruga Market.
Really? Okay.
Best, what else? Dude.
You can't say it? Forget it.
Bruh,
waste time.
Best cookie, bruh. Biggie Smalls. There you go. B Pastry. Vipassity.
What are these?
Get in the chopper. Best boba tea.
No one cares. Dude, no one drinking
people
this.
Care. Everybody under 25 care, bro.
Okay, where do they go for boba tea then? Mr.
T?
Forget it. You
Cafe.
I pity the fool that drink my tea. Mr. T? Oh.
There's a million. Boba Fett.
Love your mother.
There's a million of these things everywhere.
B.A. Baracus.
I don't know what would be the difference. I tried a few. They all taste the same to me.
It's all the same. I don't care.
Unlike the chicken where KJ's living.
Right now, these categories are odd.
Best Mandu.
Best Mandu? Where do they choose?
Omega Mandu House. Oh. Guess who's the co-owner?
Who's the
Omega 6, bruh.
Why? Of course.
No, it's not.
Omega 6. Shout out Omega 6.
I like Mandu. You like Mandu. I like Mandu.
I'll do Mandu, yeah, but I wouldn't know how if
Omega
I would say
Mandu.
The best Mandu.
Yeah,
okay, let's keep it going. Let's go.
Here we go. Pie delivery.
Wait.
Who delivers?
First of all, wait. Best pie delivery?
Best pie delivery!
Who does pie delivery?
I don't know.
I've never had a pie delivered to my house. Have you?
I've never even heard of pie delivery. I know you're trying to be all original.
This is ridiculous. Sweet Revenge Honolulu. Is this like you send them a pie and you put like poison in the pie so they die? Sweet Revenge?
Yeah, but
just like that movie, Thinner. You gotta eat the remember, you gotta eat the pie.
Dinner.
What is the point of this? Ridiculous. Robello Lane. Kapalama.
So we call them up right now. They can deliver pie, pie today?
I've never heard of this before.
We should call them up.
That's the most rigged category.
Have them deliver.
That's rigged.
This is starting to feel rigged.
This is rigged.
Where you buy advertising, you make your own category. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Kind of like Yelp. Stop calling me up and telling me this stuff.
This is.
Here we go. Rigged. Now time for get mad. You ready for get mad?
Yep.
Best musubi.
This is a reader pick, mind you.
There reader go. Pick. Best musubi.
Ready to go. Yet again. Please, I wish this would be wrong, but that was good. That was very aggressive. 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven.
Okay, we did the old people's newspaper. You have to mail in your votes. Okay, we did that. Now we're doing the young people's, well, young professionals, whatever.
Supposedly.
So you're telling me.
You Everybody guys, loves 7-Eleven.
You guys get in your Pontiac vibe. Huh. You play marshmallow.
Huh? Yeah.
I want to get a musubi. 7-Eleven.
I gotta go there. I'm gonna go buy one today and just enhance this.
And grab it and throw it out the window.
How is this possible?
I can understand quick, fast, but if you have a choice in your brain, you get to think, I want to eat a musubi. I can go anywhere and get this musubi.
Okay, let's tackle this a different way. Let's go
convenience.
Let's think of it as convenience, and then let's think of it. Can you name another place that you could get musubi from? Because it's a fill in the blank thing. So is that by word association? You just think 7-Eleven already, so you put it there because you're stuck.
It's like McDonald's.
Right. So can you think of a name that's a place that sells better spam musubi?
I mean, besides Tanioka's. I mean, Tanioka's but probably
Ruger Market?
Ruger Market, yeah.
Right.
But not known for it, I guess.
They're not known for it.
Tanioka's, I love Tanioka's.
The problem with the 7-Eleven musubi is there's too much rice. You've seen it, right? It's a big block of rice.
It's just sitting in there.
Right.
So just, you know how long it's been sitting there.
Right. That's amazing. I think it's word association. We have to justify this.
Yeah.
Because maybe a lot of people have their own little personal spot, and it doesn't have enough votes. So then the winner of the automatic would be someone. That's the only thing.
Word association, right?
Word association.
No, okay, I like to say, light sleepers, hip hop.
Exactly.
Truest, shoes.
Right, exactly.
Zach Morris. You better go.
Okay, I was waiting for. I was thinking of
waiting for. You're not very derogatory now.
Well,
sorry. Anyway, moving along. Best Instagram,
Best Instagram Mabel drink.
What?
See this? You know what? No.
Okay. Anyway,
what does that mean?
Wow.
Wait.
What is this? Williamsburg, New York. Best salad in a jar.
This okay.
Best salad, Costco, bro.
This is so rigged right here. Why would you make a category called, first of all, Best Instagram Mabel Drink and then Best Salad in a Jar? How many people
have salad in a jar?
Exactly. Are you kidding me? This is worse than Star Advertising.
It is.
You know what? We're going to have to say something about Hollywood Magazine.
You
have to. This is ridiculous.
It's totally rigged.
There's no reason to even comment on this.
How many people sell salad in a jar?
Exactly. Who would want
a
salad?
Who won? Jarred Hawaii.
I mean, come on. I mean, okay. We got 127 of these to go?
Oh, God.
What does
Best riff on Manapua?
What does that mean?
Oh, God. Meaning like they're kind of like flipping it.
Your best, Manapua, okay, got it,
good.
Got it.
They're good. I ate there, that pizza Manapua.
All right, let's go.
But that's even a stretch, a riff on Manapua. Why can't you just say best Manapua?
Why are these categories still so specific?
Because, bro.
It's an ad.
Everybody is over there trying to be all abstract, bro. I think they Van Gogh in the brain. Am I nominated?
Best Baja.
That'd be the worst, huh? Best streetwear clothing, light sleepers. Oh, I got to bite your tongue.
Coming soon. Okay, here we go. Baja Fish Tacos Encore Saloon. There you go.
I never ate there, so I'm going to leave it up to you, the vote.
You got a slushy there.
Yeah, I did get a slushy. Slushy was good.
Their fish tacos are
Is there a category? Best alcoholic slushy?
If there is, then we know it's rigged.
Encore Saloon.
There you go.
Best mini cake donut.
Pop Donuts? Where is that?
They do night markets and stuff.
Oh, really?
But they're the only guys that do mini cake donuts. Kind of oily. But it's good.
Okay.
But I don't mean about winning a category. Best twist on hummus.
Ulu Mana? And where are they located?
Body located where the Hawaiians are located. Where all the Ulu and all the Manas.
Palama Settlement, bro.
Oh, there you go.
Great.
Best seafood crispy pan fried noodles.
Panda Express.
Made by a Chinese guy in the middle of Oahu that lives in Manoa. That's on the address of 233 Manoa East Road.
Wow.
how specific that category was.
That's horrible.
Yum Cha Hawaii.
And where is that?
I don't know. But they got the best seafood crispy pan fried noodles.
This is getting like...
This is bad, dude. Unreal.
Getting headache.
Why can't it just be best Chinese food?
This has got to be some kind of an ad thing.
Best men's jeans, bro.
Get salvage
public. This guy, he tried rollerblading and guess what? Wow. He failed miserably.
If this isn't a rollerblader...
This is going to get people mad. People are going to scrap me now, watch.
Troll.
Best caps fitted. And I'm wearing the hat in the picture.
But look at how general that category is. Best caps. That's a good category.
Yeah.
Not comparable to best Instagram Mabel drink.
Right. I think best caps should be... You ready for this? Light Sleepers Information Collab hat, bro.
Oh, that's right. Hey.
Hella bias.
That was the bias.
Best fashion label that gives back. Oh. Hey, give it back.
You giving a couple dollars?
Yeah.
You do.
I should be number one.
Wait a minute.
Give me this pen. Light Sleepers. Boom. Light Sleepers.
You did pizza. You give me pizza.
We're not fashion label, though.
You're not fashion label? You're styling. You style up.
Yeah, pizza.
You know, like the mocs and the nerds, they buy it. Kind of.
Nerds love us.
Right.
And I love the nerds. Fortnite.
Okay, you wrote.
Yuri. Best fabric store.
This, what, Kaimiki Dry Goods?
That's such a big...
Isn't that the only one?
No, there's other ones. Like, there's other ones, though. But this, you know, this is Rise Rig? Because Kaimiki Dry Goods is where all the young people go to buy their stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I don't buy dry goods. I like my stuff wet.
I was wondering about that. No, sorry.
I don't know where I was going with that.
I don't.
Would you be going there for anything? Do you need of anything?
I mean, I've been there.
Right. So fabric to just make clothes.
Fabric to make the kind.
Blanket.
Aloha t-shirt. Quilts.
Got it. Interesting.
Best scented candles.
Oh boy, really? What Jules, is it out there, ladies?
Jules and Jen, attire. Best housewarming gifts.
Best housewarming gifts?
Refinery.
It's called, you buy them a gift card, is what that's called. What do you mean, best housewarming gifts?
Best place to find a wedding gift. Walmart.
There you go. No, Eden in love. You've been there?
Yeah,
Eden in
love. Yeah.
This is so bizarre.
Best hoodies. Oh, this is so rigged.
Best hoodies.
Zig Zane Design. He makes like one or two hoodies a year. And you're telling me this guy won best hoodies.
Wow. Wow. Unbelievable. This is unbelievable.
Best hoodies. KPT, can't afford housing. Brah, brah.
Oh. I don't know what to make of this. I'm really...
Hip-hop now. I'm getting mad right now.
You're getting mad, yeah. I don't blame you. This is bizarre.
This is ridiculous.
This is bizarre.
Bruh, the sad part is, man, my homie Aaron shoots for them. I got mad love for Aaron.
Oh, yes.
My homie. But I just got to keep... He knows me. I'll do this... So
it's okay.
Yeah, everybody gonna be mad at me after this.
Yeah, a lot of people mad.
Cavett's never gonna get in this magazine.
He's not gonna get it, buddy.
Well. Best monogram jewelry.
Okay, what is that?
By Charlie.
Exactly.
Charles' youngest
by Charo?
Sister.
By Charo? Oh, Coochie Coochie.
Yeah. Charo. Coochie Coochie.
Wow, she makes jewelry. That's right.
Hi.
Wow.
Best
tote
bags.
Scary. Best tote bags. Here we go.
Bought a camera in Hawaii.
Sky Cameron. Best tote bag.
Oh, that's the first. Finally, we agreed on something. Oh, no, my bad.
Finally.
Just Cameron.
Sky Cameron, the movie gore.
And guess where
the
stars. Guess where you can buy it at? South Shore Marketplace. Rigged.
Oh, gosh. Forget it.
Best boutique to find a girls' night out ensemble.
What? What is it called? Miki Nola?
So, New Orleans, there's a girl named Miki.
All you need is a black dress. What do you mean, girls night out? Some audience, black dress.
So then
the
girl from Hawaii and I go out at Coco Marina.
Forget it. You just either, all you girls know, you just wear a black dress, you put on the pants, wear them real high. That's what you girls do. Put them all high up.
No, you get the jeans from Jeans Warehouse. You throw them above your belly button.
Yes.
Okay? You cuff up the bottom, because that's what you guys do, high waters. Mm. You throw on a little cute pair of Vans.
Forget it.
Then you get the kind, like, the big oversized, you dress and blah, blah.
And you make them like that. Yes, it's all making like that.
Here we go. Give them best rap dresses.
There you go. Rap dresses. There you go.
Rap dresses.
Oh, let's get a rap dress. Let's not confess.
Ayo, son.
Wow.
Ayo. It just makes sense because the mumble rappers wear dresses now.
Hey, but
so best rap dresses
is, we gotta ask Lil Uzi Vert.
Yeah.
Ixy palms? What does that mean?
It looks like Kix palms?
Kix palms. X-I-X palms.
X.
There you go.
Hey, rest in peace, bro.
There you go.
X, rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
DMX still alive, though.
DMX is still alive, yeah.
But what? The other guy. Oh, no, the kids are sad, no.
Exhibit's still Tenacious alive. X. Oh, Tenacious D? Tenacious yeah. X. Tenacious D.
Yeah, the guy that died.
Where is this located? It doesn't even say the address of where it's located. It's online.
Online, bro.
Forget it. Best athleisure. With love from paradise.
I thought Lululemon would win.
Nope, it's With Love from Paradise. Another online brand. Where do these guys got to be
Best Kiki Boutique, Hopscotch. Okay, I won't diss the kids.
All right.
There you go.
There you go. Next.
Aerial Silk classes.
Oh, Aerial Silk. Yoga.
There you go.
It's the girls, you know, flying up and down.
Yeah, Samadhi.
Making me itch. Yes.
Samadhi Hawaii. Okay, I don't know nothing about that. Moving along. Best farm tour, because they have farm tours here in Hawaii. Yeah. Kahuku Farms. I have nothing bad to say about Kahuku. Plenty Mormons. Great shrimp.
Yeah.
Poke, overrated. Don't front on me, local people.
In Kahuku.
The poke at the mart across Kahuku High School, overrated.
Got it.
Straight up.
Speaking of poke.
Keep it real.
I gotta bring this up. You're gonna like this.
Kamoku Seafoods, calling me.
I went last night to Merriman's.
No.
The new restaurant across from Nobu.
Okay.
All right. On the menu at Merriman's, they have a thing called tableside poke.
Oh.
Where you order this, the guy comes with the little cart, and he makes the poke in front of you.
Okay, I can't get down with that.
You serious? That sounds like the most ridiculous thing?
Because it's high-end, right? Is this a high-end
thing? No, but it's just Kaka'ako, for Waikiki, but in Kaka'ako, you're going to get a little bit more local people there. I mean, granted, you're tourists, but it just sounds ridiculous.
It sounds ridiculous.
I'm going to put my hands and make the poke in front of you.
Oh, what? Your hands?
I assume so. Oh. I mean, he has gloves probably.
Oh, okay.
But they're tableside poke, meaning he's going to mix the poke around for you. Is that the most Hawaii thing? Would you order that?
I would order it.
You would?
I mean, I wouldn't want to.
You wouldn't order it?
I mean, make my poke in the bag, just bring them out, bro.
Well, you can go Foodland and just bring the poke in. Just saying.
Under the table.
So I just thought that was a pretty ridiculous thing that they have.
I think to add like a little flay.
Of course.
Bobby Flay to it.
Right. You can put that in Waikiki, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It was a little odd. So anyway.
Here we go.
Best outdoor movie?
There's only two places to do outdoor movies. Waikiki and Ward. And guess who won, people?
Ward. The ones who got the money. Ward
the ones
Village.
Who get the money.
Yes.
Get.
Forget it.
Stomach ache already.
Forget it.
Best historic walking tour.
Forget it.
Hiya Honolulu. Okay.
Good. Keep going.
You come light sleepers. Buy one shirt. I think you bought Macaulay. Share where all the homeless live. Share my brother. Share. Don't you talk to my brother. I look like brother is that sits in the back.
Oh, how long is this tour?
5 minutes, bro. Okay. 5 minutes. One shirt, 5 minutes.
All right.
It's real fast for you.
Nice.
Can you use bathroom down, Jack in the Box? If you smoke, I'll show you where everybody smokes.
No need smoke already. Let's go. Healthy place to kickstart your healthy reboot. YMCA.
That's right. Bike shop. At. Bike factory.
Yeah.
Couple collapses.
Still alive. Still
Macaulay
open.
Bike.
Still open.
Yeah.
Oh, bike factory is different than Macaulay bike, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But,
I was thinking of Macaulay bike. Sorry.
Not for bike fact.
Right.
Best place for swimming lessons. YMCA. Yeah.
They got the pool.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
Here you go. Another terrible picture of the best movie.
7-Eleven. Yes, let's go.
Best B-shaped dim sum.
I'm ready to throw this out.
You have a troll.
This is so stupid. Why even call it best? Just say what they recommend or something. Don't put... Okay, here's a reader pick. Best place to buy a birthday cake. Okay, Cake Life wins.
Good.
I went... Okay, story about Cake Life.
Wait, there's one up here, right?
Yes.
Okay. This one has screwed up my cake, I think.
I thought it was Cake Works.
No? Cake Works.
That's Cake Works.
Whatever's one at the corner over here.
Oh, there's two. There's one that's going to be across from Stadium Park. That's Cake Life.
Okay.
Then you got the one that's by the freeway.
Yeah, the one by freeway screwed
that's
up.
That's Cake Works.
They screwed up.
Yeah, Cake Works is trash.
It's screwed up wedding cake.
Cake Life is good. They make great designs. They made my three wedding cakes.
What?
They made the wrestling ring cake.
Wait, you got married 3 times?
Hey, you know, never on a first date.
Yeah, you got to do that.
They made the wrestling cake. They made the sports cake. They made the cupcake thing.
This cake looks good right here, bro.
See? So it's well, she designs well. She used to be a lawyer. This girl.
Oh, wow.
Not the best in emailing. Not the best in communication.
Yeah, you want an honest review? There you go.
So, you really got to get on her to tell her to hurry up.
Maybe she's busy, bro. Closing
Still
the case for OJ or something.
Well, month before the wedding, we didn't get no response from her.
Wow, okay, that's kind of okay? bad. That's bad.
Nothing.
That's
bad. We didn't sign a paper. We didn't sign a contract. We didn't put a deposit. Nothing.
Whoa.
Never replied back to the email. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go pay her a little visit.
Nice.
So I walk right in. Boyfriend there. Boyfriend looks at me. Oh, hi. Do you need some help? Yeah. Is Kristen here? Oh, okay. And then he's like, oh, did you put an order in? Yeah, I ordered three cakes from you guys. And just checking on it. And he's like, oh, okay. Talking story with him. Kristen walks in. She takes a look at me. Ready for cry.
What?
She knew exactly what I was doing over there. And I'm like, hey, hi. You're still alive. And he goes, oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
She did that.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. I didn't get back. Oh, yeah. I just was wondering, because wedding's in a month.
Yeah. Three cakes, too. Not like, one. Not two.
Yes. I'm giving you money here.
But three.
It was over a grand in cakes.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what's up? He goes, oh, yeah. Can you, when can you meet? Can you guys come in today? Can you bring a wife in? I'm like, let's call her right now and let's see. So I'm calling her, praying to God that she answers the phone.
I love this.
So she can confront her because she's pissed. Okay, the wife is pissed.
Oh, the wife is. You don't mess with that.
She's ready to get donuts at this point. Okay, she's ready to cancel the cakes. Cancel again. I'm like, no, we just got to hold on because this is going to be great.
Yeah.
She did not answer the phone.
Oh.
So I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'll talk to her. Let's meet up with her. The very next day, we meet up with her at the office. Opens the door. Both of them, silent, quiet. I go in, hey, how you guys doing? Okay, hey, okay. And then she's going over the thing. She's not looking at her. Whoa. She's not looking at her.
Whoa.
Both of them giving like the totally. And I'm just smiling.
Cut it with a kick knife.
And then we just sign the thing. Okay, so what you need? Okay, deposit, yeah. Okay. Okay, great. Okay, can't wait. And so if you're going to, so she delivered.
Right, oh, good. Okay, I can't bottom line.
The cake was fine. Just the communication.
Maybe she worked. Maybe you were the one example that made her pat it all out.
So people, if you're having trouble dealing with people like this, go to the source. If they don't answer your phone, you just go right, drive right there.
The
you
phone
go.
Call I just got while doing this podcast.
Go to the location.
That guy's coming right now.
Exactly. You just go and come.
My Mac shirt.
Troll. Yeah, exactly. Troll. Here we go. Back
Best
to
flower
this.
Shop. Watanabe. Yeah, why not? Yeah.
It's a fold out.
Whoa, here we go. Oh, is that it?
Oh, this is all of them?
No, no.
This is all of them.
Oh,
well, we didn't get the home cleaning.
Best maid service.
The maids.
Furniture store inspiration. Of course, they have that in here. Best handyman service.
There you go.
Handy Andy.
Wow. That sounds like a Pee Wee Herman character. Handy Andy?
Hey, I love the name, though. Yeah. Okay. Best hardware store? City Mill, bro. The locals, bro. There you go. Best home appliance store? Sears.
Yeah.
Best home painter, Bernardo.
Wait a minute.
What's up, Bernardo?
Wait a minute. That's it. Just goes by Bernardo.
Bernardo's painting, bruh.
You need to paint the walls.
Bada Burns.
Bernardo's your guy.
Bada Bernardo.
Wow.
Best alarm.
Alert alarm.
Best landscaper.
Okay, who's that?
Hapa Landscaping.
I like it, bruh. The Hapa people.
I don't know, bruh. The Filipinos is getting mad,
yes.
Bruh. This one is rigged, bruh.
That's kind of bad, actually.
It is bad.
Because we all know the Filipinos take care of the landscaper. The
Filipinos hold it down, my people.
And a Hapa wins. I, even as a fellow Hapa, I have to say I disagree.
See?
I disagree.
I guarantee the guy that did my mom, I don't have a yard right now. I have a little yard, so I don't need a landscaper.
You have a yard, right?
Not a little one, but I don't need a landscaper. But the one that used to do my mom's yard. When I used to live with my mom's, because I don't live with my mom no more, because I'm a grown man.
Sure, man.
But that guy could beat Hapa Landscaping. Yeah. I'll put the loot down, bro.
There you go. Hapa Landscaping wins. It's bizarre.
Watch Hapa be all my Filipinos. Best place for home accessories, Rosses, Diamond Plumbing.
Okay.
Best retirement, bro. Retirement
bro. Kahala Nui, bro.
Did you see this answer?
No.
Oh, you got it.
Oh, really? Because Kahala Nui get the money. It's in Kahala. It's a nice one.
There you go. Best roofing.
Who's the best roofer?
Surface Shield Roofing. But guess where they're located? Wailai Ave, bro.
See?
This thing is sighted, bro.
You see how rigged this is?
Kaka'ako
to
Hawaii Kai.
That's it.
That's all the businesses.
There's no...
Where was the best place for all the chicks to get ready? Coco Marina.
Yeah. No chick is getting ready at Coco Marina. Come on.
So is there any west side? There's Wailai as the farthest they go.
You got Alicia's. That's as far as they go for that.
Oh, that's Kali. But Aiea Manapu is the farthest so far.
Yeah.
So is this biased on island regional bias?
I think it's guys who are putting money for this. Right? People are putting up money for this.
Because if we look at this, it feels regional, except for best family attraction, Wet n Wild. I mean, all right. Only one water park.
There's only one park.
Staycation Aulani, of course, because it's from
this,
Disney.
This is a, I think this is a paid situation.
Right.
The readers vote for the Musubi one is bizarre, though.
Best surf shop.
Town and Country.
Yeah, Town and Country. Best yoga. I don't know.
This is word association topics.
It is, dude.
Is that it?
Oh, best burger.
Best burger, Teddy's.
I like Kawaii better.
No, I know, but word association.
Oh, yeah. Teddy's. Oh, see your first
okay,
instance,
okay, let's
right?
do this.
There you go.
Give me some.
Okay, best bakery, boom.
Best bakery, Lilia Bakery.
Boom. Oh, proven, brah.
You see?
Whatever comes to your head, word association. So it shows if you're marketing, if you're in marketing or social media, it's all about word association, right?
Yes.
Because you basically got it all right without even thinking.
It's bizarre.
Teddy's Bigger Burger, okay. Best Bakery Leader.
Do we cover everything else, or is this it?
That's Best Wine.
Best Wine?
Yeah.
Fujioka's?
Well, Tamura's.
Tamura's, okay.
Yeah, that's second. That's kind of the same. All right. Right? Best Place to Buy Poke.
Foodland.
And you know why everybody knows Foodland? Because the commercials say
yes.
They're the best.
Yes, exactly.
Best Local Beer.
Best Local Beer. Aloha Beer Works.
Maui.
Oh, okay.
Maui's a good job of marketing his best.
Yeah.
Best Snack Company.
Best Snack Company. Oh, what's that brand? Enjoy Snacks.
Close Wholesale Limited.
Oh, okay.
I think they sell Enjoy.
Yeah.
Best Local Food Company.
Best Local Food Company?
That's kind of general.
That doesn't make... What does that mean? Local Food Company.
Yeah.
Zippies?
Winner! Here we go. This will just prove it out. Best Diner.
Big City Diner. I don't know the answers, okay, everyone?
Here
I'm
go.
Guessing right
here
now.
Here we go. Best coffee shop.
Best? Wailana. No.
Coffee shop. That's like Mel's Diner.
Oh,
stuff.
What?
Best coffee shop. This is surprising.
Starbucks.
They're right.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be Morning Glass.
Nah, Starbucks wins.
But all the hipsters go Morning Glass.
Right.
Right?
Maybe the hipsters aren't voting for this.
Okay, best delicatessen. Here we go.
Gulik.
Boom! 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 Boom!
Everyone, now do you see?
We
now do you get
code.
It?
We done cracked the code.
Word association.
Wow.
That's it.
Best shop with the word light in it.
Oof. Light sleepers.
Should I go pay them to put that down?
Okay.
Best hip hop shop that also
best,
sells.
Best hip hop shop that has a Shaka on their shirt.
best Shaka shirt. I bet you we lose, watch.
Yeah.
We'd be like, oh, we win, guaranteed.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Nope. It's Hapa Shaka
shirt. Hapa Shakas, bro. Dude, you
what
just
else, what else we got?
That's pretty much it. We covered everything.
Everything else?
Best place to go shoe shopping.
Best place to go shoe shopping?
Shoe shopping. Don't think about people you know.
Foot Locker.
Nordstrom's.
Oh, see, that's...
Yeah.
That's a side... Was that a reader? What best, or?
I don't know.
All right.
Best place to purchase art? This is a weird
best
one.
Best place to purchase art. What's that frame place? What's that place called? The Frame?
Pictures Plus.
Pictures Plus.
No, Hawaii State Art Museum. I didn't know you could buy stuff.
I didn't know you could. Yeah, exactly. What else we got?
Best tote bags.
Forget it.
Well, best department store.
Nordstrom.
Nope, Macy's.
Oh.
Those are probably be what.
That's a swerve. I would have thought because Nordstrom won for shoes.
No, there's no best.
Let's play. Okay, I just saw that. Best place to hold a party.
Oh,
David Buster's.
Yeah. Best place for anniversary. That's kind of like you could go anywhere.
Best place for anniversary. Okay, let me. Highs.
Bingo.
Wow, really? Oh.
You just think generic and you think one or two of the most generic word associated.
Local people, generic.
We are very generic, dude. We are very loyal, and once we get into a niche, we just stick with it, we ride with it till we die. Yeah. There might be 50 other alternatives, but we like, no, bro, zippy.
Just gotta go over there.
Like Mickey's, bro, that food is trash, bro.
Right.
Mickey's? You remember Mickey's in Pearl City?
Long time ago, but yeah.
Right. When I think about
people
it now.
People like Mickey's?
Yeah, they still like, bro.
Oh.
That food is not good for you.
Not good. I only had it one time.
But I can understand late night bar food, whatever. Just like eat. Can't.
But this is, it just shows how Hawaii is a traditional place. They like their things. They don't like change.
Oh, it doesn't stop.
Oh. Okay, keep going.
Best spa.
Best spa?
Yep, keep it. Pop. First thing in your head. Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, what's the name of that place? Heaven on Earth.
Boom, winner. best screen door. Nakama screen door. I have no idea.
Screen door?
Best tool rental.
Oh, Hawaii rental. The one with the sign.
H&L Tool Library.
Oh, why the Hawaii rental with the signs?
That's got to be a hipster. Any hipster will name it H&L Tool Library.
Yeah, that's whatever.
Best nails. No, nobody cares.
Best nails? Yeah.
Gel nail art.
Gel nail art? Nobody. Best independent neighborhood bookstore?
Bookends.
All right, I've heard of that. That's in
Kailua, bro. Right.
Only people in Kailua reading, bro.
Best long-term dog kennels. What's a long-term dog kennel?
You know, like that's dog called the Humane Society is what that's
wrong,
called.
Bro. Forever friends play and stay.
Oh, God.
Forever.
They're rollerbladers.
They're rollerbladers, yeah. Probably with the dogs. Best dog trainer.
Best dog trainer. Who would know that one? What's his name?
Off Leash Canine Training LLC.
Oh, okay.
Best letterpress design cards.
Oh. Turn the change.
Brought up Bradley and Lily.
Oh, this
is. Best furniture store inspiration.
Forget it.
Best handyman. Hey, I like this. Look at this local brother. Handy Andy, bro.
Oh, Handy Andy's a local guy.
Handy Andy, local guy with two holly guys on the side.
Good.
So I'm assuming the brother in the middle. But how do you know those two aren't two local Hollywoods? But bottom line is, it looked like local people.
Portuguese. They look like
look
Portuguese.
Like local people.
Yeah, local guys. Good.
And Handy Andy. Like Handy Manny.
Handy Manny?
Yeah, it's, no, a, kids, that doesn't kids, kids, it's a kid's cartoon.
That's a kid. Handy Manny? That doesn't even rhyme.
Handy Manny. It kind of
like, Handy Andy.
Handy like Andy is good.
I like Handy Andy.
Okay.
Do
that already.
This gotta, we got to put this to a close, I think.
Yeah.
Put this baby to bed. We're done.
I think that's it,
turning the pages, that's it. The hell
so we ended our day on Handy Andy, bro.
Oh. Well, before we go, we got to go final. What are you doing for 4th of July?
4th of July?
What are you doing?
Well, we're shopped open to 3, so come get your clothes.
Yeah.
So you can look good while you look pop firecrackers.
There you go.
You watch pop firecrackers.
Don't rollerblade here.
Just going to hang out with the family and friends and take the kids swimming.
Take the kids swimming? Where are you going to go?
Probably, I think our friend, you know, the townhouses have the pools and stuff.
Yes.
So I think one of them reserved it. It's nothing really fancy.
Okay.
Like townhouse pool kind.
Okay.
That's it.
Well, I'll just be anticipating the IG story of what you're saying right now. So you're going to be IG storying this, right? And then you put the dramatic music. And then you put the circle, the one, that little lovely circle. Yeah, right.
I don't do that.
So. Great. Yeah.
Anyway, that's it. That's pretty much mine, bro.
Okay. Yeah.
What about you? What you doing?
I actually worked this morning doing this.
Yeah.
I put up this show today. And then all after that, Nintendo Mini all day long.
That's the best way to speak.
We're going to have the telethon, Nintendo Mini of me. I'm just nonstop playing.
GoFundMe.
I'm going to start with 10-yard fight. I'm going to go to Clue Clue Land. Going to go to Ikari Warriors. Going to go to Commando, Gunsmoke, Ice Climber. What else we got? The Noid. Remember that one? The Pepsi game. I found out all these games I've forgotten about. There's a Pepsi game where you play as the Pepsi's logo and you're going around. Bizarre.
I forgot about
Contra,
that.
Super Contra.
Great, got to spread right? down all day.
There's Aliens 3. I didn't even know there was an Aliens 3.
I know Aliens 3.
Alien Syndrome. Super Mario 1, 2, 3. Yoshi's Island.
I had a couple other explicit Mario.
Oh. So, yeah. So, when you're downloading these games, you're going to find some oddities in there. And there's going to be some very explicit ones. They had, there was a game I was almost going to... Because I'm a weirdo. I was almost going to download, but I did not.
What game was that?
Nude Barbie. There's a game. Some guy made a game called Nude Barbie, which I only can imagine what that's about.
What is that about?
There was Nude Tecmo Bowl, which you can't really see the players anyway, so I don't know why the guy made a nude.
Right.
So you have all kind, any kind. So please, I implore you, if you're going to download these games, do not download those. Delete
is that
them
it,
all.
Though, for the podcast?
But that is it. I think let's call it.
Okay, let's call it.
Let's call it a day. Let's call it a night. 4th of July.
As customers come in, happy 4th of July. Be safe out there. Thank you to everybody for listening. Thank you to our sponsors, Honolulu Club,
Square Barrel,
Square Barrels,
Earl Kamaki, 7th floor Honolulu,
7th floor Honolulu, Sakai Company,
Helpness Hawaii,
Light Sleepers, Sleep Time's Over, yeah. Season 8, Episode 7,
Patriot Games,
aka
Fortnite of July. Go away. Go away.
We just want to party.
Slipping up, look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Don't catch you slipping up. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Look how I'm living up. Police be tripping up. Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area. I got the strap. I gotta carry 'em. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm so dull like, yeah. Woo. We gon' blow like, yeah.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.